Researchers from a local university are conducting a community-led research project to map the drug crisis in Surrey. Michael Ma, PhD, and Tara Lyons, PhD from Kwantlen Polytechnic University, KPU, are working with the Surrey Union of Drug Users, SUDU, to highlight the lack of specific research on Surrey's toxic drug supply crisis, harm reduction and the regulation of people who use drugs, notes a KPU news release Tuesday, December 10. Surrey had the second highest number of drug overdose deaths in the province for the first 9 months of 2024, according to the BC Coroner's Service. Gina Egilson, a board member at SUDU, said, "Surrey's losing more and more people to toxic drug overdoses, with at least 4 to 5 people dying every week. There's a deep urgency to improve the system through more support and resources in Surrey. This research will be an empowering skill-building opportunity that will help guide SUDU's advocacy." In an October article for Oxford University Press, Ma noted that the majority of research on overdoses in BC is focused on Vancouver's downtown east side, even though most overdoses have occurred in Vancouver, Surrey, and Victoria. "For too many years, there hasn't been enough focus on the escalating drug crisis in Surrey," Ma said. "So we want to try to build more capacity and support in Surrey through resources, funding, and infrastructure. The project will draw from people with lived experience of substance use, who will take an active role as participants and collaborators in the research," notes the KPU release. "This research is just not for pure scholarly academic reasons. It's a community development project that has a research component. It can be leveraged for social action to generate new social, economic, and political policy that could benefit people who are suffering, being misunderstood, or being under-researched," Ma said. Pete Woodrow, a board member at SUDU, said, "I've never seen this kind of collaboration between people of lived experience and established researchers. It not only creates a bridge of understanding between two groups that would not normally have contact, it also gives us an opportunity to gain a greater handle on where services are most needed. So often the intent of help falls short or misses the mark due to the lack of a proper map of marginalized population." Lyons added, "We don't see people as objects of study in the work we're doing. They're experts who are guiding the kind of questions we're going to ask and how we will communicate the information." A $339,159 grant from the College and Community Social Innovation will help fund this project.